Blog Talk Radio.
Wild, and this is Psyche Jethro. Looking forward to a great day with all of you. The phones just woke up. I'm glad you guys found us. We're here, and we're going to have one of those fun times. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. Those of you calling in, the 773-897-6461 number, hang on. We'll get to you. Looks like we're getting some people building up. And I say we. Today, as you guys know, is our wonderful Wednesday, and our phenomenal hostess on the show, and just really a good around person is Janine Reagan Sinclair. Those of you who know, Janine is not only from the United Kingdom, she is the founder of the Crystal Key, the Diamond Energy Realignment, free readings we do with you guys today on that, and we also do vibrational with you in work. And I'm giving you a little bit of an energy here. I want you guys to kind of work with me just a little bit. We've got a lot of static a little bit, so just kind of work with me a little bit on this, work with the energy. That here's Janine Reagan Sinclair, and I'll be working on the backup to make sure our show's clear for you. Janine, how are you today?
I'm great, Jay. I'm great. Absolutely had a great day. Busy, and the sun's been out. In a really good mood today. Hoping we get some exciting callers.
Me too. I look forward to the friends that we've got, and we've got you guys calling on the phones. It always does this. We're clearing the air here. So those of you who know, I do like the fact we will be able to do a little bit longer today with you. It's in the afternoon, just a little bit, but we usually do one question answer, and we try to give the most we can for each person. So sit back and relax with me a little bit and get ready. One of the questions we had, and I love this last week, was Dina Flanagan was on with me, and I had a person call and ask, how do you know you're ready for a psychic? Well, you know you're ready when you've got impending questions about your future. I mean, or someone that you can't see or know, and there's no way to make contact. What we do is, as individuals go in. Another good example is your physical body. If you're calling in and you're going, I want to know what's going on with my energy, I'm having some things, there's where we can do that. We give you our spiritual and mental work here. And as our gift, what I love, the phenomenal part is we have a very good accuracy. Janine's done this for years. I've also for years and been helping individuals. So I welcome you guys to do this. We do encourage you guys to go on our site, as in www.crystalkey, that's spelled K-I, psychicsgonewild.com, or you can also get any of our information off of psychicsgonewild.com. So those of you who tune in on iTunes that are listening in and don't have a computer handy, write down those sites, because psychicsgonewild.com will get you in. All of our information's there, and you can schedule a time with us. Let's go right to the phones and start out now that we've got the cleared up static. 612, how are you? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Can you hear us?
Hi. Yes, I can. I can. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I didn't hear the little guy that normally says you're unmuted, so I just thought it was a different 612 number.
No. We're here.
Oh, my goodness. What? Fabulous. You know, I read that you live in the UK, correct?
Yes, that's true. I do. Yeah.
Oh, fabulous. I'm going on a 2-month vacation to be there in the UK for 2 months at the end of this month.
Fantastic. Where are you going?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited. We just opened up for what I do for work. I recruit people, and we just opened up our international and global market, and our first one was the UK. So it's all North Ireland, Scotland, Wales, and England.
Fantastic. Oh, you're getting around the whole of the UK then there.
I'm so excited. I've never been, and I can't wait. So when I saw that there was going to be, you know, a psychic from the UK on, I was like, oh, my gosh, this is a sign. I have to call in.
Okay, what's your name, and what can we do for you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. My name is Joanne. I'm calling from Minneapolis. I know I've talked to Jethro a few times, and he always seems to be accurate, so I thought I would call in today. I have a question about my work, which is normally about that. Today and tomorrow, I have to go out and try to recruit a total of 1,300 people, between 1,250 and 1,300 people. And I'm wondering what you're seeing as far as, you know, what I'm going to end up with, and if most of those people are coming from tomorrow.
Okay, well, I think you're going to do more than that, personally. That I'm seeing a figure that's a little bit higher than that. So I think
you're
going to have... Yeah, I'm being shown.
What are you seeing, can I ask?
I'm seeing 1,600 is the figure that I'm being shown.
Okay.
So maybe it's, you know, something's going to be happening. You're going to be getting blessed tomorrow, and a lot more is coming your way than you thought. So, you know, what I would say here is believe. And make it happen.
Right, and just have the faith. And do you see the majority of those people coming on tomorrow? Because that's what I feel like is going to happen.
Yeah, I can see there's lots and lots of people around you, really busy, lively atmosphere. It reminds me of the stock exchange. It's just loads of people around you. Yeah, it's really positive.
Okay, so then I guess I was just worried because, like, I know today didn't go as well as I wanted to this morning, so I'm not sure, am I supposed to go back out today, this afternoon, or is tomorrow really the day that that's going to happen?
Well, if I was you, I would go out today as well, and just whatever didn't go right before, just let it go and just focus on just, you know, being open and allowing them all to come to you, and it's going to happen.
Okay, absolutely, I will. Well, that's fabulous news. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks a lot for calling in. Enjoy your trip to the UK.
Oh, I definitely will. Maybe I'll have to contact you as well.
Yeah, you can email me. Yeah,
yes,
I'm on
absolutely.
Email.
Okay. I will. Thank you so much, and have a great day as well, Jethro.
I will. Thank you for calling in, and bless you, and you continue to rock on. Catch us again when you have more questions.
Thank you.
We are here, and it's Psychics Gone Wild, and we're going a little wilder today, and we laugh because, as usual, the energy is really strengthened, and I have some questions for Janine here. One of the questions we have, Janine, is the person is writing here about their individual energy. They have had experiences where they've worked with crystals and stones. They've never really worked with diamonds, and they're curious as to how would you rate, in your own opinion, of what you do compared to, like, a stone healing or laying around stones healing?
Okay, well, the difference is what I'm doing is Crystal Key actually works using diamond energy mixed with source energy. It's got all of the colors of the rainbows in there, the rainbow energy as well, and it's also got sound frequencies in it. So, obviously, you know, crystals give you certain things unless the user is directing them and in a certain way, but the crystal key energy has got all of these different frequencies in it, so it's extremely powerful, but it's also very gentle and light as it passes through you. So with a typical treatment, I would bring a disc of the crystal key energy down through people, which they can try for free on the website, crystalkey.com. That's crystalki.com. There's a free demo on there. It takes about 9 minutes to see what it feels like to have the diamonds pass through you. And then with a treatment, I would guide them into their body. We go through the internal organs and clear any energies that need to be cleared in there. If they need to be regressed, we regress back to the root cause of the problem. If they need to go into the Akashic records because there's something affecting their life that is stored in there, we go into there. So crystal key treatments are very thorough in the respect that I take you into your mind as well, because I use the hypnosis techniques that I use. So in the respect of comparing it to crystals, it's a completely different way of working, because I'm working with etheric crystals rather than solid crystals as well, which you can, ordinary, the energies of ordinary crystals can be brought in if they're necessary. And I do that. I do ask for, if somebody needs rose quartz in their heart, I would ask the angels to place a piece of rose quartz into the heart of the client, and they can usually feel and see that going on because I've tuned them in and they're working with their inner vision to move through their body. So it does vary differently in that respect.
Very phenomenal. And those of you who've meditated with the different stones or worked with them know exactly what Janine's saying. And we encourage you guys to ask questions. We love that. We have a couple of them that are like, they're a little nervous here in our Skype room. We have about 430 people today here. And I know with you guys through this, I want to thank you guys. I will be doing the show there of The Healing Fountain with Christine. And I just am looking forward to the 22nd of April. I'll be on that show for now and we'll be wild there. We're loving it. Yeah, Janine Reagan Sinclair is here. And we want you guys to check out. We have another hour. This is our double day. So call the 714-333-3354 after this show and go right into Spiritual Learning Connection with us. I thank you guys. I'm making friends over the United Kingdom. Has been very fun and gracious. I was on a show last week there for Germany, and I'm going to be doing some more work here. The 8th, I'm on Sagittarian Sun here in the United States on Shelley Seitz's program, and I'm looking forward to that. A lot of fun, a lot of things happening. 843, you've been patient, and now I catch you right when you try to clear your throat. You're like, thanks, Jethro. I have my timing. I've dressed today, and I've been bothered. I even told Janine early, let's go do this. She's like, we still have an hour, Jethro. Would you get? I'm having a timing thing. 843, how are you?
I'm great. This is Kimberly.
Kimberly, you rock. I'm glad you called in. I know you have a question for us, and we're having a little bit of system problems, so we can hear you and Janine, and I apologize. It's I have the best systems that we have, but sometimes with it. So I want you to go ahead and give us your name, and then talk to us about what you've got. I'm going to have you direct the question right to where you'd like to be read.
Okay. Again, my name is Kimberly. I'm from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And I am making a transition to Atlanta, Georgia, and I just want to know what to expect. What do I need to do? What does spirit or the angels say that I need to be ready for through this transition?
Well, when you get to Georgia, there are some frequencies that are ready to come into your crown. Do you know where you're going exactly already?
No, I know it's going to be in the Atlanta suburb area. I'm applying for jobs now. I teach, and now I'm in the process of getting my license transferred over and applying for positions. There are a great deal of positions open, so I'm applying for positions now.
Okay. Well, when you do go, there are some new energies that are going to be coming into your crown. I don't know if you heard me on the show last week, but sometimes I direct people to certain places and orbs of energy with gold spirals will come in and are downloaded into their crown chakras and into their body. New frequencies come in and new vibrations. So that's going to be happening when you move to Atlantis. I'm asking Mike now if you need them now, and I'm being told no, just to make you aware of them. So if something does happen or when you get there, if you want to call back into the show and you want some guidance so that I can talk you through how to do it, please feel free to call back in.
Okay.
Keep trying because we're on every week. And
okay.
I think we're going to be on again on Sunday, aren't we, Jethro? Is it Sunday?
Yes, it is. And this Sunday, we're having a special one with Janine and a couple other the other psychics from coming in together. So definitely, you know, keep us on the loop. We do like this time of the day, but you guys know that we are on later in the evenings on at 9 p.m. But make sure with, like, Janine, you want to come in, catch Janine in the afternoon, because otherwise it's like 1 a.m. for Janine, you know, in London. So
okay.
Definitely. Yeah, look at these afternoons, and it's this time it's actually it's the same time, 3 p.m. this Sunday, and it hasn't come up on the computer because the computer's timing. I don't know, it's me. I think I kicked a clock when I was a child, but there's like this crazy stuff going on, and it's just out there. But hang with us, know with it. You're the first to hear it, and all of you listen to tune in there. And what we're going to love is we're going to do what they call a psychics roundtable. Janine's very phenomenal with her healing. She's very psychic, very gifted, and we've got a few people like we're going to have a couple other people in talking and just really just an hour of fun. So definitely call in, Kimberly. And we are looking for people, if you'd like to send at psychicsgunwall.com. We're going to be doing Saturday psychic surgery, they call it. It's where we used to do, and we put you on there, and you have four or five of us, and we show you what we do in a normal session. Like Janine's done it a few times here. She'll go right into it and just heal you through here. I've heard her talk to other people, her MP3s, she works with it. We want you to check on there, because like you have a situation that's coming up with some other things. Get on these shows, and if you put down that you want to be one, I'll contact you, and then you'll be able to do it. Because those people get a full half an hour. We're gonna set them down Saturdays. We're gonna roll them through. We start out with their astrology chart and what Shelley Seitz sees for your future. Then we're gonna turn around and bring it into the destiny cards and what the left side does. Then we're gonna bring in a big name like Janine, or we've also got Pamela Cummings for love, and we've got Dina Flanagan working on healing and psychic. And we're gonna lay it down, and then we're gonna get serious. And like Janine's done already a few times here on Wednesdays. If there's a problem, she's going to handle it. What we've had is we've had people get real quick, and then we get you to go to her site and finish up with, because you do need the full hour, you know. Or
okay.
I think yours goes, actually, Janine's real thorough. Janine does like over 2 hours from what I know and what I've heard. I've heard some really good things that way you know exactly what we're all doing. And it gets it out here at this for everybody on Psyche's Gone Wild. A lot of you, I had somebody tease me. They go, "You're a really great comedian." I go, "I did that for a while when I was younger, but there is something else we're doing, you know, here too." So definitely look into that, Kimberly. I see you could be beneficial for you. I think you'd be a very good, and I think you'd enjoy it. Some people get nervous on the radio. We do warn, and there is a little bit of a warning. This is for mature audiences, and all of our psychics is very spiritual. So what you're getting is it's just preempt. So the only thing we've ever done is we've just picked up the phone. This is the first time we're going to be getting people to come in and willingly sit down and say, "Okay, I will do a half an hour session with you guys, 10 minutes apiece with the three top." And it's like we're just going to go warm, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and session with me is normally, you know, between an hour and a half and 2 hours, and it's on offer at the moment for $240 instead of $390 by Skype.
Okay.
And that, you know, that is a really thorough, we go into, you know, everything into your body, we go into your past, we go into your mind, we go into the Akashic Records if that needs sorting out. It's really a thorough cleansing and extremely powerful.
Okay.
And the MP3s as well, you know, they're great. They're selling very well. So I've kept the price low, Jethro.
You're very low.
Yeah, I've kept the price down to $97 for the MP3s again. So grab yourself a bargain. That's 27 MP3s for $97. Dealing with weight loss, dealing with money, abundance, spiritual growth, and finding the perfect partner. Plus you get a free copy of my first book, which is fabulous. It's got 40 chapters on different subjects to do with mind, body, and spirit. Something for everybody. So you can get that by going to crystalkeyhealing.com/special. That's CryStalki healing.com/special. The $97 deal.
Okay.
And Kimberly, I got this is a question I'm asking you. What, you know, you've been on for a while, and I appreciate it. I feel like we've become friends now. As we go through this, and we, you know, we all become here. We're asking everyone. We want to know honestly, without having to read you, what would you prefer to have more of on Psyche's Gone Wild?
I like what you do, but I also would like the healing that she does. Talking more about, you know, what's going on with the energetic body. What's going on with the mind instead of, I mean, it's wonderful to get questions answered. But, you know, what's the bottom line? Why am I really asking this question?
Mm-hmm. I love that. So, you know, and I thank you. And I love with the Show Me With the Guides when you're doing that. I agree, and that's what we're going into. I know we've had a lot of conflict with people that there's so many shows that do the mini readings, and we love that. But mm-hmm. this is what we need, and what I really appreciate. I had a person writing here. I have a friend here out of confidentiality. We call her Genghis Khan's mom, and she's letting them know that she had her. I know, and you'll understand with her Mongolian inheritance that she kind of is kind of ornery like that. But we love it. She's writing here that she had a session with Janine. Done with Janine over 7 days ago, and she's never felt this, and not only this intensive work, she's worked with many hypnotherapists and other individuals in California. What Janine did for her, she did accumulation of with her healing sessions with it, would have cost her over $680 without what Janine did for $240, and a lot of her energy has never been, she has not felt this way in over 14 years. So that's wow. a good testimony, and I'm going to have her send that over and put that on the blog talk of Janine's. I know that Janine has, because that's what we need. You guys need to see. I had a lady tease me. She goes, "You can pay to have those done." I didn't know that. What the people write on my things are actual people. So
yeah,
because
I want real people as well. I don't want pay people. I want genuine testimonials.
Yes, right. And so you guys know that's what we're here to do, and that's what this is, live and spontaneous. Kimberly, I love you dearly, and they're giving me the beep. We've got someone behind, but
okay.
Put in. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks for that, Kimberly. The thing is, Jethro, my guides are saying to me as well to do more healing on the show. So that's positive feedback, and it's confirmation, you know?
I love that. Thank you, Kimberly. These weekends will be, that's what we're doing. So we're right on with what you guys want, and I'm glad to know, because that's what we'll be doing on Saturdays and Sundays. And what is excellent about this show is we always have our friends come in and through, and thank you for calling, Kimberly. Going into our next person here, we've got an older friend, 253. How are you doing today?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi.
This is Becky.
Hi, Becky. How can we help?
Okay, I have a question. It's a relationship question, and this is a person that has been a big part of my life. He was actually one of my husband, who's passed over's good friend, and I just, I guess, ignored the signs, but I was wondering if, you know, if he could be a potential, you know, in this.
Okay, Jessica, it's over to you with this one.
Relationship. it's where I'm really intense, and what I do feel, this person isn't just a potential. I think this may have been part of it. And those of you who listened in, I will let everyone know that we've become friends, and I feel that this is the Eagle Man's people. And what I'm getting here is a lot of energy from the other side that this has been a potential. That may be part of why the Eagle Man has kept this so protected. This is part of what was also going on with you, that he knew that, you know, you and other in situations there. Those who've listened in and gotten to know the show, Becky's our very dear friend, but she called in wanting to know, and we found out that right away her significant person that she was married to is on the other side. He's an individual who is now her guide, working with energy, and for a while was making sure that her relationships were like insurmountable for other people to get in. I mean, it was real great. He loved her, still loves, and now on the other side he's going block. So what he's showing me, and I'm kind of apologize, Becky, to give everybody the juice on you, but we've got a lot
of
new callers. I figured that you would be okay. We're just blah. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, you know, psyche's gone wild. You are wilder. But what we've got here and what's happening, Becky, is they're showing me very clearly. They said that this potential, that his would be a very good friend. This person could be very intense with you in the fact of being around with it, but they still have someone else in mind for you. And that's actually what the guides are also showing. They show this person does have the potential. It's really wild is that since you've called in, Becky, and we've spoke on this show, the angels are showing me that there's been some transition for you also in the fact that you've opened other doors of spiritual openings, and that's when the relationship changes. I'm sure Janine will agree with me, because Janine does a lot more of this with healing work. It's like cause and effect. You go out and you meet people and you start working a little bit with psychic, and so you open your doors. They tell me there's more options with you open, but the guides have deliberately put an energy here with you to ensure right now that I feel this is a friend. I'm feeling that they said it's a good karmic with him, but they're not showing the love. They also are, the guides are kind of, they're making a good note out of it that he could work for a while. Like he could be your substitute till the big one comes along. It's like they're making funnies.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm kind of in a relationship now, but I know it's not good. Is that what you're picking up, maybe?
Yeah, give me a first name here, and I'll give the significance with the guy.
The one I'm with is Rick, but I know that's not going to work. But the one that I'm thinking about is James.
Okay. Yeah, see, and there's exactly. Rick is not going to work. That's why he'll do until they come along. And this is good. See, this is where I get permission to read, too. I love you guys, and they're going, boy, Jethro. But it's like, Well, I got the. That's what they're telling me. Yeah, he's not. It's not going to work. And it's also sadly, you already know it too. But what's even wild with James is when they show the energy with James, the guys are telling me that the potentials with him is they're not going to let you outguess it. You have to go this path. There's something also with James that you have some other situation. There's other people or something connected to James that knew you before with your relationship with Eagle Man.
Yeah. See, he was in the fire department together.
Okay. All right. And they're showing this.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing a lot of angels around you, and your guides are telling me that your soul's telling me that they would like you to connect with the angels more and perhaps learn, get yourself a book, Healing with the Angels or something like that, because the angels want to work with you more. I don't know if you're doing any healing at the moment, but they're certainly waiting for you.
I have been.
Yeah. With the angels?
Yes, but not a lot, but I'm working on that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you're on the right track there. Then they really want you to stick with that because you're meant to be working with the angels. Definitely, it's important for you.
Okay.
Yes, very much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. And working with this again, you know, there's something they're showing too that not only are you going to be working and sensing with them, doing more of your own, but you're going to come up with some things to write of your own. Make sure you guys that are doing this in the meditations, please do take these down and write them, because one thing I learned, and as I'm going back through, you guys are waiting for that second book, I've got it pretty well, we're coming in with it, the third book, is that as going through those times, like right now when Becky's doing this, write down your teachings, put down what you're getting. I know for a good example, when it comes to St. Michael, I have people conflict me about, where did you learn this with the blanket? Where did you get this stuff? I got it when I was going through my stuff, and I took down notes. I would take down notes in my psychic journey, and then it's like, this is what I always got, and it was like, it works not only for me, but I found out a lot of other individuals. Then a couple years ago down in Sedona, I ran into a person that showed me in a book, they're like, this is exactly it, but you've got the wrong color. It's a red blanket, and St. Michael is in the south, and so he has to be with red. And I'm going, I don't know when someone started dressing the angels. So I got to laugh about it. But if you're writing down and what you're feeling, you go with it, work with it. And that's where all of us friends, those of you know, we become friends. We talk back and forth, and it's just fun sometimes to just chat and say, I'm picking this up. Because what you're doing is you're helping open the road. Since 2012, we know the energies did the vortex. We had a lot of strengthening here. Those of us that are here now, we call us white warriors. And we laugh when Janine last, 2 weeks ago, had the fight over the radio. We all heard the crazy sounds. We were a little bit, but that's what they were saying with Janine. Janine was brought in to hit that energy and be a white warrior and do that work. So we welcome with all of you guys that are doing this. Make sure as you're going through your time and your energy, don't ever let the other things get affect with you. Make sure you're taking care, write your notes. Janine, help a little bit with, I've had people, we've talked about and done dream analogy, but give them a little bit of how do you do a healing journal. We had this asked last week, and I promised them I would ask you. I'm having health problems at home. What would you suggest to do a healing journal to bring to a spiritual practitioner like you? What questions should they write down, and what should they take note of?
Well, I generally will ask people, have they got any physical issues going on? Have they had any past traumas that they can remember in this life? If they've had anything like that that they know about, that's always useful because sometimes they're stored in the body and in certain areas. I like to know a little bit about their relationship, whether they're in a relationship, whether they've got, you know, children, a little bit about where they live and their job, just whether they, you know, drink, smoke, take recreational drugs is always a question I ask my clients. Most 9 out of 10 are happy to tell me. Others are a bit paranoid, so they're probably taking them anyway, and choose not to. But, you know, things like recreational drugs, for example, if people take them, they open up their chakras and they're opening up to entities, whatever entities are in the room they're in that they've been taking the drugs in. And people don't know, you know, realize this. And it's one of the things I spoke about in the documentary I made, and I'd like funding from somebody to make a proper documentary for television to get this across and maybe, you know, educate the youth about the dangers of drug taking, even drinking too much. And because when you get high, your chakras are open. You don't know what's around you. Things can go in, spirits can go in, they can take up residence, entities can move in, they can affect your thoughts, they can affect your behavior, they can use you as a host, you know, and, you know, unfortunately, not all spirits are good spirits, so people need to be wise and, youngsters are very vulnerable, especially, but there are also a lot of very professional people that take drugs as well. I treat all sorts of people, very, you know, respectable people that take recreational drugs. And it's not even just those. So they're the kind of questions that I ask, you know, people in a typical consultation, so that I've got an idea. If, to be honest, even if they don't, if they say no, I'm not taking drugs, I'll, you know, I will know anyway, because I know when people are telling me lies. information like that is really, really useful. And if you've got an awareness of healing, or you've had some kind of healing before, that's always useful, because it saves time explaining things that don't need to be explained. And I usually ask people to go onto my website and try the freebie as well, so they've got an idea about the energies I'm working with and what they feel like before they even get to me.
Very intense. And those of you listening in, this is Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro and Janine Reagan Sinclair from United Kingdom, founder of the Crystal Key Healing. We are having a good time. We've got a couple more of you coming up on the phone. It's starting to pick it up. If you do know of anyone, please tell them to call in 773-897-6461. We're doing a little cash day today, and it happens in energy. I really promote all of you guys, you know, to get in contact. I've had a lot of you tease me. I am very hyper. I talk fast. But the real serious thing, when it comes down to the line, this is a very serious thing. And I love what Janine just said, because I agree very much. I know that I will not read for different individuals who have been doing other experimental drugs, because it not only opens their energy, but it opens mine. And good example, a reading comes in to a place and they want a reading. Here on the radio, if you guys will notice, we do, you know, we read a little bit, we go with it. But, you know, this is a free will thing, and that's why I want you guys to understand. If you're feeling it, call in, because that's the real part of it. But if you're, you know, if you really have been doing party stuff, or you've been out really bombed, not a good time to have a reading, because we started that out when we first started. It's true in the subject. If you're really gone, any really good healer or psychic is not going to work with you if you're bombed. I had an experience of this in Arizona, where I, the person that owned the business basically let the people know, you know, don't to come in smashed. They had heard about me in town. They wanted to see. Well, they were a little nervous, and they started out with a couple drinks. It ended up being quite a few. The group arrived there, and they were too drunk to be driving. There was four people, and they were so belligerent there would have been no reading, because they couldn't calm down. They're like, wah, you know, and it was all funny. Sadly, it was not the space for me. So what I encourage when you guys do this, and that's one thing I love with people doing it, you know, is there's a time and a place. I love the fact that those of you who wrote in on the, we got a lot of ones coming on the email, they're agreeing wholeheartedly with me and you, that we've got a lot of readers who are describing their stories too. We have a lot of horror stories about people who are doing different parts of drugs, and you can hurt not only you, but the psychic. A good example, as Janine was saying, the boundaries come down. You get a not so nice entity or an energy from the other places, and they are, we all work with the white here, and we all know, but there are places, and you, like she said, you open that energy or something, it's very difficult to get rid of. So, you know, just heeded, forewarned is forearmed. I also never mix the two. I know this is something that's an old belief, and those of us here know that there's a discussion, and people used to use peyote. They used a little bit of other herbs to enlighten them. I am Native American, and I would never go against the elders, but I am telling you, I also know when it's really serious that we need to be of clear mind and sound heart to read someone. So for me, that means I am not only with this. I will not read if we went out, even if I've had like a glass of wine at dinner or something, I'm not going to read. And it's a good way for you new psychics that are learning this. It's fun to go out and have fun with your friends, but once they really realize how psychic you are, it changes your friendships. I, through the years, have been the saddest person. I've had a lot of people do fun. I get to sit in the corner and read or hear where I realize. So I used to use that. It's like, oh, I can't read. I've had a little bit of wine. I'm not saying drink the whole bottle, but maybe a glass or two,
yeah.
You know, and it's a savior. If you want to meet somebody at that party and discuss something else, do not drink the wine, and you'll be able to do it, because you'll find out that people automatically in this, you're going to have a lot of your non-believers. You're going to have your people that want to just have a reading. And so I hope that's helping you new guys. I thank you guys that are calling in. Our phones are a little kooky. 512, it's up to you. How are you, 512? Hello? You've been on 512.
Hello?
Can you hear? Yes. Hello. Can you hear us?
502.
Yep, it's you.
Yep. What's your name?
My name is Debbie.
Debbie. Hi, Debbie. Thanks for calling
Hi.
In. What can we do for you?
Well, I was wanting to know. I applied for an apartment. I was wondering how soon do you see me moving? And I'm trying to lose weight, and I was wondering if there's any hope for that.
Okay. Well, as far as the losing weight, I have to advertise my new programs, don't I? Because they go into taking out your emotional blocks that are affecting your weight, your false beliefs that are affecting your weight, any hidden beliefs about weight. They take out, they cleanse your body and your cells of what you inherited imprints from your parents and from your ancestors that are in relation to weight as well. So, you know, they are very, very powerful in that respect, and they're on a deal on crystalkeyhealing.com/special for $97, but you get five sets there about money, abundance, finding the perfect partner, and spiritual growth as well. So they would help with the weight. As far as moving to another apartment, 3 months is coming to me. It's not very long at all. 3 to 6 months I'm getting. What about you, Jethro? Are you picking up anything here?
I'm picking that up, and I'm also picking up, Debbie, there's a little bit of, there's something else going on there, a little bit of distraught or something. Do you need some people to help you move? There's something physically here going on with you.
Well, I probably will have to have somebody help me move because my back gives me problems.
That's what I'm feeling. And they're telling me that I agree with Janine, that little bit of time. That's what's also going to cause it to stretch out a little bit. But your guides are making sure your guides have had to make you have to learn this the hard way. Sometimes you used to push yourself. Now the guides are saying that you will get some help and you'll do this. That's part of what's causing this other stress. Is that it isn't just the physical of doing it. It's the financial of getting the help to get them to do it. And the guides are telling me that you are the situation you're in there. It looks to me like you need a change of air. They're showing me that where you are. If I was your spiritual worker, you would come to me with a reading. We'd start out and we'd do a whole feng shui. They said you need to move. You need to start out. And when you get in the next place you move in, make sure your far walls, your left wall for your financial, the farthest wall when you walk in your door is your financial, and make sure that's cleaned area and it's got something there like money wise, whether it's brass, something that's shiny, something that resonates, you know, something that brings money to mind for you. I've had people do a good example, glitzy frames that, you know, look like diamonds or, you know, rocks that look pretty financial, glitzy. Those work well in that area. Those of you who like to do the glitz or the blitz, you know, they call it now. They're showing me that that would help you, Debbie. And I apologize. I'm giving you a little ring around the rosy here, but your guides are showing me that also you've got some gift of your own that you sense things in the morning. They're telling me that when you wake up, you're feeling energy about what's gone on.
I do, and to be totally honest, and I don't really talk about this to nobody, it's like I get up in the morning and suddenly a song will pop in my head, and it's like I'm feeling the energy of this person, of this song is coming in my head.
Very good, very gifted, and I see my girlfriend does this too, and we laugh. I tease her. She's a very fun person, but her guides do silly songs. I mean, they start playing songs, and I'm like, what are they playing? You know, and I tease her about her guides, but this is how your angels are working with you. Music works to the notes of your chakras and aura, and it's like C notes, your heart chakra, and so what the guides are doing is they're showing you music, and it's how they resonate to you, and your songs, do the lyrics change a little bit if they want you to know it's somebody they're telling you something about?
Now, this one I had like a couple of weeks ago, in fact, it still goes through my mind every once in a while. This guy is a popular singer, but he committed suicide. And I feel like it's telling me I need to talk to this person.
Mm-hmm. I feel
you do. He's coming in as a guide maybe around you. Do you think, Debbie, I'm seeing like quite a frame of dark energy around the bottom of your back. Would you like some healing for that now?
Okay, what is my back?
Yeah. It's going down your spine and just below the level of your heart to the base, there's a patch of energy that needs to be removed there. I can help you with that now if you'd like.
Okay.
Are you ready to let go of this?
Sure. I'll relieve all the pain.
Okay. Well, let's just focus on it now. Just take your awareness to that area of your body and just bringing the source energy down through now, all the way down. and clearing that out so it's healed. Okay. How's that feeling?
Light.
Light?
It feels real light.
Good, good, good. Just clearing the bottom, the last bits of residue out now. So just clearing that through. Okay, I'm just going to put gold and white shield around the back of you now just to kind of wrap you up in that for a few days. Okay, just asking for that to be sealed in so that you're a little bit more protected and there's like a nice cup around the back of you just to protect your back for a while and allow that to heal, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you very much. I hope that helps.
It did.
Very cool. Very good. And we thank you for calling in and definitely follow along. Put in psychicsgonewild.com if you get a chance on your computer, and we give away prizes. You can put in, if you want to use an alias, you can do that. We call it out, then I get a hold of you on whatever if you put Skype, email, one way to contact you and let you know that you've won a prize. We will be giving prizes away tomorrow, so those of you who want to get in to get your coffee, get free tea, you know, and let us know if you're not getting your prizes. We have a big joke that we found out that Colorado, we won't name names, but I think a mailman was drinking the healthy tea, because one of our favorite listeners has been 3 months trying to get her tea that she won from me. And, you know, our Kelly is our little detective. So Kelly went psychically and she went through and it got delivered. So please let us know, because we are so busy here. When I send it out here, I don't track the mail or insure it. I mean, especially for, you know, 3 or 4 packets of tea or healthy organo coffee. I love the fact you guys that are trying it. I love the fact of you that are wanting to buy a box of it. That's what I really suggest, because they do track it. And what will happen is they'll send you that right to your house. So please get with us. We are promoting this. And I want to say one more time for you guys, this is helps me and Kelly. It keeps what we do. We sell this because it is our promoting and it is our tea and coffee. More importantly, it gives you health. It gives you really good health, and it's from the Ganderma Chinese mushroom, which is an ancient Chinese healer. It works to detox, work with your system. I have drank it the last 2 years. I very much believe in it. I want to tell all of you guys, heard a little bit of things with me, know that I am very, very healthy. I am also really, really ornery about not paying good attention to my diet, and sometimes I really will push my limits. What I love is I'm doing really great. We've got everything happening. I know there was some kind of confusion and some other stuff going on, but more importantly, what we love, and you guys that are listening to Psyche's Gone Wild, we're here to have fun. And Debbie, I can feel there's something else. Are you still there with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Good. I apologize, you guys. I know you're like, oh, you picked a favorite. And that isn't the case. Debbie just needs a little more work with this. I'm also, when we were talking there with the music, the angels are telling me that there's something about when it does do the lilacs, bring them in the house. Aromatherapy, you know, the lilac smell is also good for it. I know that they use it for bones, like in Bach remedy, you put it under your tongue. In your case, they said put some lilacs around the house, or even lilac smell. It's very beneficial for you. It'll help you.
Yeah, and Himalayan rock salt in your bath. If you can take a bath and bathe in the Himalayan rock salt water and imagine it being absorbed into your body, it will really help with your back.
Oh, very good.
So the Himalayan and the lilac?
Yes.
Yeah, Himalayan rock salt.
Can I get it like at a Walmart or somewhere, or do I have to go to a health food store?
Probably a health food shop. Maybe online.
Yeah, online. And in Walmart, you can get the lilac. Just put on your light, you know, and everybody wants to don't do expensive aromatherapy. I'm not saying it's bad, but to do it light, you can put it on a little bit of the bulb, make sure the light's off, then turn the light on. Even a little bit in your house is going to give you that lilac smell. Put on little things you've got there. I've had people tease me, like a little bit of a piece of handkerchief or something, and then put it in their pillow so they're getting a little bit of it. You don't have to OD in it, but just a little bit, and it'll help. It's something that will help you. I know it works physically. They've proven with bone structure and things, but they're saying it'll help. And what she's like, I love with that salt, make sure, and let us know, Debbie. You know, definitely contact us, and we're going to keep you in our prayers.
Okay, thank you. I'll go to your website and register there also. This is my first time calling.
Rock.
Okay, brilliant, Debbie. Thank you so much. You know, also got a blog, so if you want to go and, you know, go to crystalkeyhealing.com/blog, you can leave a little message on there if you like. It's always great to have feedback for people, because it's, you know, it lets other people know about me. You know, Jethro can say I'm great, but we need you to appreciate what I'm doing, and others can, you know, can get some testimonials from real people there.
And it's called Crystal?
Crystal Key Healing, and that's
Crystal Key Healing.
Yeah, CrystalKi healing.com. Yeah, and it's / blog if you want to go to the blog, or / special if you want the programs for weight loss.
Okay, but thank you so much.
Okay, you get a free MP3 anyway, just for putting your name onto my mailing list. You get a free MP3 to release poverty consciousness.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Debbie. Take care.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye, sweetheart. Bye.
Thank you very much. We're looking forward to those of you contacting. That's the fun thing about what we do is that, you know, you guys have, we've gotten up to where we help a lot of you. And I love the fact of what we're doing. We have a little bit of a different type of energy today. So, you know, those of you, we've got a couple callers left to prepare your questions. It looks like a little bit casual. I love that. Sometimes we need this little time. I do know that, and you'd need a favor from you guys who are out there. If you're on Facebook or any of the sites, please share our site when it comes up. Today it came up on my site and it comes up. You'll see Psyche's Gone Wild and you'll see Spiritual Learning Connection coming up here when it comes up close to the hour. Just please do me a favor, all of you listeners, share it out on your social sites, whether it's Twitter or Facebook. Just share it for me. You can always take the URL, those of you who know with the box, and right-click. Copy it and then paste it into anything else, and it will send it for us too if you would do that. I know a lot of you are doing, we're trying to reach more people. So we are doing well, and we're going to keep doing better. I want to thank you guys from 1380 AM. We've got some of you from Canada that have been listening in, and I've been watching on this thing. Definitely get a hold of us. I'm in the United States and Janine's in the United Kingdom. So we're out to help the world. I had some emails wrote to me the last couple of days of what's going on with you, Jethro. And it's like, what's going on is we are really busy. So if you have a couple of days and I don't quickly get back with you, I am getting an assistant. So I'm going to have someone helping me. And I apologize, but if you get my number, just leave your name and your phone number. Really, I will contact you. We've been really busy and I love that. I can't no more pick up the phones and do the free readings. I like that. I pray with you guys, and I if you want a free time, call in on the show. Call the 773 number or call the other 714. We are going to look here at, we've got 617. You're on. How are you, 617?
I don't know. That's why I called you today. Good afternoon, Jeff. Well, this is me.
Okay. No, that's good. I'm glad you called in.
Oh, really? Okay.
You're okay.
What's wrong with my oldest son? He's 23. He treats me like he disrespects me and everything. In front of his friends, the whole nine.
Can we get his first name? Can you say it over the air?
Spencer.
Okay. Well, while Jethro thinks about that one, the first thing I'm going to say to you here is I had a friend who was in a similar situation with her daughter's. Her daughter was disrespecting her. And rather than trying to change them, I said, you need to look at yourself. And what was going on was an aspect of her had a problem with respect deep within her. So when she healed that aspect of herself, all of a sudden her daughter changed. So this is about, we're not just the being that we think we are. Initially, we've got 12 soul aspects I teach. And then, so there's Janine 1, and maybe Janine 5 out of the other 11 has got an issue with respect. So that is being reflected in the people around you, so that the universe is bringing it to your attention. Do you see what I'm saying here?
I think so.
So on a level, there may be, you know, some healing to be done on yourself on a level that is linked in with respect on a level. That's something to consider. Jethro, what have you got?
I very much agree, and I'm going to have to ask you some really personal questions here a little bit because of what they're showing me. And, you know, can you be honest with me and just give me yes or no a little bit here, and then I'll tell you why I'm seeing. When your son was younger, was there a couple times where your son went through a point where you didn't know what was physically wrong with him, but he seemed to be reacting as if he was hurt?
Yeah.
And they're showing me about was hurt, and it was like around the time that he was learning to, I want to say it was around school time, it was maybe like first grade, second grade, they're showing me that he began to kind of then become a little different. He changed. He kind of become a little quieter. He looked at you different. There's a sadness in him that started out there.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know why, though.
I honestly feel that you feel that this is why this is some kind of acting out, and what they're showing me, what the guys are doing here, and what they're showing me with him, and sadly, is there's been some things happening here, and this is what's coming out too. And I agree with Janine about the person. They're also showing me the other part of this for my other part of the energy is to work with you take it out on the ones you love, and he's been hurt. There's something that's gone on here when he was younger, and that's what you're also doing. I don't know how much you're going to get out. It looks like he's blocked some of this memory. This is a perfect example to schedule a time or workout and have him get with someone like Janine or walk through, because they can walk him through the line. They can take him through the energy. And I know you guys are having a party there. And as they're going through the energy, you can also get him.
Get out of my house, bro. Get out of my house.
Apologize there. I know we got some energy going on there a little bit there. We're going to do the energy. I hope you can hear me. I'm going to go ahead and go on with this. I know you guys got some friends and people there partying, but what you want to make sure and do is have your son definitely checked and work with some other people, because I feel something's happened here, and I think if he went into a subconscious or a work with one of us specialists, it would come out. I don't allow to have people, you know, there's good behavior and bad behavior. I was always trained, if you act like a child, I'll treat you like a child. I also know very spiritually and in my psychology and the work of all my years, the best way to find out the answer is to rise above the occasion, be strong, do not allow the bad behavior, but correct it right away. Say, you know, we need to something, your actions going on. Meet it from the front. Confrontation of the fact that I understand you're going through something, but we need to figure out what it is and get him in with someone. Janine is a hypnotherapist specialist. This is a person that's going to take him back through his life, this life, and other lives to see what's going on there. And as she talked about the other individuals, you called in at a perfect time. Get a hold of her at crystalkey.com, and this is where I feel that he's buried something that's happened to him during that time I brought up with you and what the guide showed me. I feel that, you know, you've got to love him, and I feel you do no matter what happens, but unfortunately, when children are hurt, they're going to take it out on the person that wasn't there. I did many years of advocacy and counseling, is why I'm standing on this, not only my spiritual belief, but my theory and what I've proven through other psychiatrists and psychologists. When people are hurt, automatically, and we start to do the what we call the pearl effect. We start coding it and blocking it in memories, and then it becomes denial is the word, with, you know, psychologically. But what I feel happening is this is why some of this other is acting out. You need to take some time with him. I would really suggest outside. I know there's facilities here in the United States that you can get to anyone. They do it on a flea scale, so there's no reason for money. They will see you if it's down to $5 or $6 for an hour. Get him into talking to someone and have him get some counseling a little bit with that. Once a week, because what's happening is he's acting it out. He's at the perfect age. And then if you can do it, definitely get with Janine. I mean, Janine, do you see what I'm feeling here?
Yeah, I'm picking up that there's some rage inside there as well. There's internalized rage going on that's starting to come out. There's a little bit of an exploded bomb situation with this kid. He definitely, you know, needs some healing and somebody that he can open up to and maybe feel he trusts. If his mum's listening, get him to have a look at ask him to have a look at the pilot documentary I made on my website, because it was with Noel Gallagher's wife from the pop group Oasis, and it will just give him a kind of a bit of a feel for me, because you can see me on the TV, and you know, if he likes me and thinks, yeah, I could talk to this woman, you know, then good, I can help him. But I've got a 20-year-old son myself, and I've got a real good rapport with young people. I've always gotten well with young people. So you know, if you're still there, and if you want to contact me by email, because I think there may be some private conversation need to be had here, you can contact me via my website. It's crystalki.com. So if you go to the contact page and you can send me an email, and we can see what we can do to help.
Very phenomenal. And those of you calling in, this is live. This is what we get. And I know that some of you, this is a mature thing. And if we ever do bother you, you know that you're always free to turn the channel or to write to us and see what we're doing. A lot of you have complimented, and that's why we're here, to help individuals. We are today going to go. We are at the last few minutes of this show. I want all of you guys to take and go to 714-333 3354. That actually ends up being six threes. I know we love the three, the Holy Trinity. So 714-333-3354, and that's Spiritual Learning Connection. For those of you that are on the computers, tune into it. We'll be going on the air here in about 4 minutes. We are having a little technical difficulties. I love all of you that came in on Psychics Gone Wild. You know how to get a hold of us. I'm going to completely... with Janine, I'll just connect with you, Janine, and then I will pick you back up on that show today because we're having some kind of kooky technical difficulties. And we found out when we tried to change last week, we got, I don't know, it just turned wild. But the Spiritual Learning Connection, those of you following along, we thank all of you. Janine, you rock as always. It's good to work with you. And I will be contacting you in about 2 minutes. And we
Fine.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Yep. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Blessings.